Most holy Mother of God, save us. My humble soul is troubled by the rising tempest of afflictions and woes, and clouds of misfortunes overcoming me bring darkness to my heart, O Bride of God. But since thou art the Mother of the divine and eternal light, shine thy gladsome light and illumine me.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. From countless trials and afflictions, grievous woes, and from misfortunes of life, have I been delivered by thy mighty strength, O spotless and immaculate maid. I extol and I magnify thine immeasurable sympathy and the love and care that thou hast for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Having my hope now in thy mighty help, O maid, I flee for refuge to thee. And unto thy shelter have I run wholeheartedly, O Lady, and I bow my knee. And thy mourn and cry weeping, do not disdain me, the wretched one, for thou art the refuge of Christian folk.
Look now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. I shall not cease from making no more manifestly thy great deeds made of God. For if thou art not present to intercede in my behalf, and importune the Son and God, Lord, free and deliver me from such tempests and turbulence, and surmount the perils that trouble me.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. At a loss and despairing, I cry with pain unto thee. Hasten, O thou fervent protection, grant thou thy help to me, who am thy lowly slave and wretched servant, O maiden. For with heartful fervor I come seeking for thy name.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Thou, O Lady, hast truly been shown to be wondrous now in thy benefactions and mercies granted to me, O maid. Hence do I glorify and acclaim thee whilst praising thy great love and care and thy boundless solicitude.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Mighty storms of misfortunes, O Lady, pass over me, and the swelling waves of afflictions plunge me into the depths. Make haste, O full of grace, lend me thy helping hand quickly, for thou art my fervent protectress and sure support.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. I profess thee, O Lady, as the true Mother of God, thee who hath both banished and triumphed over the might of death. For as a source of life, thou hast freed me from AIDS bonds, raising me to life, though to earth was I fallen down.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Where else shall I find me another to be my help? To what refuge shall I hasten to be saved? Whose fervent aid shall I have in need? Alas, I am shaken by life's affliction and turbulence. In thee alone, O maiden, do I hope, trust, and glory, and I run to thy shelter, do thou save me.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. I magnify and I proclaim, O thou, O pure one, the sweet river of thy tender mercy and thy loving care, for with many gifts hath it greatly refreshed my tormented and truly lowly soul. A fire and a furnace of misfortunes and sorrows, and I run to thy shelter, do thou save me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou, O pure maid, O holy virgin and spotless one, art mine only steadfast shelter and retreat, and mighty wall that cannot be breached. My weapon of salvation, do not disdain me, the prodigal, O hope of the despairing, and ally of the ailing, O the gladness and help of afflicted ones.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. How shall I, Lord, how shall I worthily sing the praise of thy boundless mercies and compassions which have ever cooled and refreshed my soul? Afflicted and tormented, O Lady, and wounded grievously, Indeed, thy benefactions and thy providence maiden are bestowed upon me most abundantly.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. As when grateful I cry out, rejoice, O Virgin Mother, rejoice, O thou Bride of God. Rejoice, O holy shelter, rejoice, O weapon and rampart invincible. Rejoice, thou the protection and the assistance and salvation of all them that run to thee, O Maid of God.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. They that hate me without cause have made ready a dart and a sword and pit for me, and my hapless body do they seek to destroy and to rend in twain, and they seek to bring me into the depths of earth, O pure one. But be quick and come save me from them, O Maid.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. From all need and affliction, and from all disease and harm, do thou deliver me. And by thy power and thy shelter preserve me, unwounded maid. And from every peril and force that hate and war against me, do thou hasten to save me, O all hymned one.
O thou endeavor into the ages of ages, amen. What gift of thanksgiving shall I offer in gratefulness unto thee, O Maid, for thy boundless goodness and the favors and gifts that I have from thee? Hence indeed I praise thee and glorify and magnify thine inexpressible sympathy shall to me.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. The storm clouds of grievous sorrows and distress shroud my helpless heart and soul in affliction, and with their glow now they filled me, O Virgin. Yet since thou bearest the light unapproachable, be quick to drive them far from me with the breeze of thy holy entreaties made.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. A comfort art thou to me in my distress, and I have thee as a healer of all illness. Of death art thou the most perfect destruction. Thou art an unfailing fountain flowing with life, and speedy help and quick support of all them that are found in adversities.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I shall not conceal the ever-flowing spring of the sympathy thou hast for me, O Lady, nor the abyss of thine infinite mercy, nor yet the fountain of thy boundless miracles. But unto all do I cry out, and confess and declare, and proclaim thy grace.
O thou endeavor, and unto the ages of ages, amen. The turmoils of this life encircled me like hunter bees about a honeycomb, O Virgin. And they have seized and now hold my heart captive, and I am pierced with the stings of affliction made. Yet be thou, O Holy One, my defender and helper and rescuer.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Illumine my way, for I am darkened by the night of many sins of Theotokos. Thou hast brought forth the light and ardent truth, the blameless and undefiled vessel of life. Hence with love do I praise thee.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Be thou my shelter and protection, and my hope and most, O Virgin Theotokos. Of all manner of help have I now been stripped naked. O strength of those bereft of help, and the hope of those without hope.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. With my whole soul and understanding, and with all my heart and with my lips I praise thee. Having truly enjoyed thy many benefactions, yet boundless are thy miracles, and thy goodness is unending.
O thou endeavor, and unto the ages of ages, amen. Look thou with graciousness upon me, and dispel the evil plight that doth beset me. And from grievous distress, and harm, and temptations, and perils, do thou rescue me in thine infinite mercy.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Be thou moved to compassion, O Virgin, and disdain me not, for life's tempests overwhelm me. But be thou quick, O modest one, and lend me thy helping hand, O Maiden, or I perish drowning in God by life's misfortune.
Most Holy Mother of God, save us. Times of sorrows, necessity, and trouble, and misfortunes in life have found me, O pure maiden. And from all sides temptations have encircled me, but be thou mine ally, and do thou protect me in thine almighty shelter.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In distress I have thee made as my haven, and in sorrows and griefs thou art my joy and gladness. And in all illness thou hast been my quick help and rescuer in perils, and in all temptations my guardian and protector.
Both now and ever, and until the ages, amen. Rejoice, fiery throne of the Lord God, rejoice, O sacred vessel that are filled with manna. Rejoice, thou golden lampstand and unquenchable lamp. Rejoice, O glory of virgins, and thou boast and adornment of mothers.
The heavens were astonished and stood in awe, and the ends of the earth were sore amazed, for God appeared bodily to mankind, this very man. And lo, thy womb hath proved to be vaster and more spacious than heaven's heights. For this, O Theotokos, the choirs and assemblies of men and angels magnify thy name.
Most Holy Mother of God, save us. To whom else shall I flee, O thou made most pure? And to whom shall I run for help and be saved? Where shall I go? And where shall I find me a safe retreat? Whose warm protection shall I have? Who shall be a helper in my distress? In thee alone I hope, made in thee alone I glory, and trusting in thee I have fled to thee.
Most Holy Mother of God, save us. To number thy great deeds and thy mighty acts is not possible for men, O Brian, God, nor yet can one tell of the unfathomable abyss of thine unending miracles that surpass all knowledge and which are wrought. For those that venerate thee and honor thee with longing as the true Mother of our Lord and God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. With anthems of thanksgiving I glorify and chant praise to thine infinite mercy and thy boundless might. I confess unceasingly unto all, and with my soul and heart and mind and my lips I magnify and proclaim the many benefactions that thou hast poured upon me in thy compassion, O the Bride of God.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. Accept thou mine entreaty and my poor prayer, and the stain of my weeping and sighs, O may not I lament, but be quick to help me, since thou art good. To thou fulfill mine every plea, thou canst through the sin that thou broughtest forth. Almighty God and Master, if thou wilt look upon me, and not unto mine utter lowliness.